This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey Avos Mishnah Hey. Hey Hey. Asar Nisim Nasu Lavoseinu B'Mitzrayim. 10 Nisim happened to us in Mitzrayim. The Rav explains that means what did the 10 Nisim happen to us in Mitzrayim? So the Rav says we were saved from the Esamakos. So each Makos we saved was an ace. It was on the whole Mitzrayim. It should have valid. We should have been affected by it. So therefore, the fact that we were saved from the Asar Nisim from the Asar Makos is Ke'ilu, therefore, it's Nechshav. It's considered that we had 10 Nisim. The Kulam Hayu B'Mitzrayim B'Lo B'Yisrael, the Rav says, all by the, went to the Egyptians and not us. Even though it should have, there was no reason in the world, it was in the same area, we were in Mitzrayim with them, there was no reason that it should have spread to us, yet it didn't affect us. Like we know by the dam, they drank from the same cup, and Klal Yisrael drank water, and they drank blood. Okay. V'asar alayom, there were 10 nisim alayom. Says the Rav, Echad vayibaku amayim. The water split. Sheni shadasa yam kim in oyel. The yam became like an oyel, like a tent. V'nichlus v'abatochu. They went inside like a tent. Nikvas b'matov roish perozo. Shlishi. The third nesu shadasa karkos yam yovish. The bottom of the yam became dry. B'loy chorim v'tit. Not with, they didn't become like cement and tit and mud. They went by Yabosha. But the other way happened by the Mitzvim. They're the area that they went into. So you rove Israel this chalchalach. It became moist. That's the chomer. It became cement and mud. The siv chomer mayim rabim. The water that congealed, hayom lo yo achatich achas, it didn't wasn't one slice. El achatichos katanas, ki ein levenim ba'avne abinim besudor zelze. It was like pieces, like bricks. One of the chziv ach ata forad was hayom. That's a pirun. It split into pieces. Shishi sheneskash shomayim nekfoim and asu koshim kesloim. The water became hard like rocks. The chziv she barati rosh taninim alamoyim. It broke the heads of them on the moyim, and mitzvim niklu taninim. So he broke the heads of the taninim, the mitzvim, through the power of the water that congealed. It became like stone to break their heads. Shvish nixar yom the shnei masagzar. The yam split into 12 parts. The shiyav and kol sheva sheva derech echlovan. Each sheva was able to go on their own path. As if the goyze yam shlugzar, as we say in the kapit hoy l'shem kitov kedul chaz, the goyze yam shlugzar to slice, to cut the yam into pieces. Slices. Shmini shekofu hamayim kisvir v'shoyim v'schuchis. The water was congealed in a way that it looked like glass and like fancy metals that you could see through. Kadesh yiru ha-shvodim, they always said everybody could see each other. Sh'omer ha-eish ho-yim meir lehem. The Omer Esh was mayor for them, given them was dogs. The ocean them a tcheshkas mayim ovei shechokim, chloim a kibbutz hamayim, hoyeka ovei shechokim, ke'etzim ha-shamayim v'toyha. It was like the clear shamayim v'toyha that the water that was in separate parts was totally clear. They could see through them. Chi, sheyotzim enu mayim mesukim, sheyoshoshim. The water, even though it's usually water in the yam, is salty. Here it was very mesukim, it was sweet. If they drank what they wanted to drink, the rest became piled up. That were the 10 Nisim. Before they even came to the ground, already piled up. They didn't need it anymore, so piled up as an arema. Those were the 10 Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. Okay. Esam, and now the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah continues. Oh, that's the end of the Mishnah over here. So Meila, right now, the Mishnah tells us. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the Eser Nisan that happened to us. Now the Mishnah continues. The Eser Makos, Hashem brought, which is the Tzachas Dash Barachav, as we know, the Eser Alayom. They had 10 Makos Alayom, the Mitzvim. And the Rav tells the Hekinei Eser Nefilah Shem Shiras Vayosha. In the pasuk of Yosha, Roma bayom, Yora bayom, Tov bayom, so Toimus Yasrumu, in Oz Yosha, Yodum, Soilos, Tirats, Oye, Taras, Komats, Komecho, Yechlo Kakash, Kisomu Yom, Tol Kafers, where Es Nephilos, 10 different descriptions of the Nephilos and the fallings that the Mitzvim had in the Yam. Until Eim Oretz, Eno, but the Cheshman of Nephilos, says the Rav, Shazuhi Tevosh, Zochlo Kfura, until Eim Oretz, they got buried, was not a Nephilos for them. But it was something that they were zeicha to have a burial, which was something that was a schus for them. So the Maisa, and the reason why they were zeicha to the Kfura, as we know, is because they went up with Yaakov Avinu, with Yosef to bury Yaakov Avinu, so they were zeicha. Now the Tefesho adds that it says Asorim Esamas Hevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvim Mitzvayim Asol Yom. Why is it specify and speak out Hakadosh Baruch Hu? For these makos came be mishpat, as we know, and the din on Mitzvim for what they did, as we know, they more than before speak out to me because they mean what they did wrong to us, so they got punished accordingly with the makos in Mitzvayim and also Al Yom. The Meila, since it was Bob and Mishpat, these markers, so Meila, Miyachid, the Tana was Miyachid to HaKadosh Baruch, who is the Dina MS, and that's why Eva HaKadosh Baruch, Abedisim, Shal 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 they weren't royal, right? Mina said, if you should know it, according to Shur Sadin, they shouldn't have got it. They weren't nice, because they were also out of the Avodah Zarah. And the Meila, that's why it doesn't say the Lashon, it wasn't Kal Midin. Kal Midin, obviously, everything's from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but here was the emphasis of Kal Midin. Masha Enkin over there wasn't Midin, because the Kaka Klai, so weren't right to be split the Yam. It was only because it was Tachar Nichla and the Din, probably the Mitzrayim, and they had Din, but they also Klai, so it was Ochot Nisim also. Those Nisim weren't Mikra Din, and therefore it wasn't Miyachri to the Lashon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Hevi. That's the end of the Mishnah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.